Hello, friends. Ms. Jazz is here, and welcome to Scripture Time to feed your soul. So, as I mentioned in the last episode, that during my childhood days, I was considered a latchkey kid. I would be home alone from school until my mother would arrive from work a few hours later. I had my own door key, and I had been taught how to open and lock the door. And I began doing this at an early age of 5 years old. Of course, this had to be potentially dangerous for a young child such as I was. But I feared no evil. Scripture says that God will set his angels charge over you. Psalm 91. During my elementary years, my mom continued to do domestic work for wealthy Caucasian and Jewish families. And although the pay was not that great, my mother managed to support the family and even lend or give to others who were in need. So the God who later became known to me as my lifesaver had many other attributes that I knew nothing about back then. During my elementary and middle school years, I lived in a neighborhood that was seemingly typical of urban areas. Very urban, or what one might call the inner city. The block that I lived in was quiet and fairly normal, with some single houses and apartment buildings. Some of the families were intact, meaning that there were some families that had two parents. I also recall that there were also broken families like mine, with a single mom or guardian or grandparent and kids. In those days, in the larger society, many families were considered nuclear or traditional, with a dad, a mom, and their biological children. Not having a real experience with this type of God-ordained family, I didn't know how essential it really is. In those days, divorce between the parents was emotionally devastating for the children, and I believe it still is. I was really too young to process my parents' divorce. But when I was in junior high school, or what some called middle school, I was confronted with the harmful effects of divorce. It was through my best friend whose parents were getting a divorce, and she and I cried together. That day, for the first time, I realized what a broken family feels like. Maybe this is why God hates divorce. But thanks be to God, who is always faithful and always keeps his promises, even when we do not or cannot. But let's get back to the community that I lived in for many years after my parents separated from each other. This community as a whole appeared to be fairly normal, at least during the daylight hours. But it turns out that this community had a dark side. When I was younger, I would hear rumors of prostitution, ladies of the night, and the men that controlled them. During the day, the community itself was very vibrant. It had a shopping district, business offices, restaurants, movie theaters, and bars. Looking back, I think there was probably some drug activity and gambling in the area as well. Fortunately, I never saw this activity. So this was all rumor until one day in broad daylight. I must have been in my early teens, and I was walking to a store about a block away from where I lived. The store was on a major road. I was walking on a nice summer day and minding my own business when I spotted a vehicle that was moving toward me. It seemed to be moving slower than the normal speed of traffic, as if the driver was looking for something. I observed that the driver was a white male. He seemed out of place to me, considering that I lived in an all-black neighborhood, and it was rare to see other people groups in the hood. As this strange driver idled his vehicle, he rolled down his window. To me, he appeared to be maybe in his 40s or 50s. He asked me a question. I don't recall the question itself, but I do remember that the question was strange, unconventional. It was as if he was speaking in code, a secret code. Whatever the question was, I responded with an unequivocal no. Then I refocused on the direction in which I was going, and I kept walking speedily. I recall many rumors about the area where I was walking during the day and how it would be one of the hangouts for the ladies of night. Although I was still young and naive at 14, I had this keen sense of good and evil, right and wrong, truth and lies. I think the world calls it a sixth sense. But knowing what I know today, I believe that God, who is also the Holy Spirit, led me or guided me to discern that the strange man in the car was sinister. And so I understood then that I was being mistaken as one of the ladies of the night. Even though the time was daylight and I did not look like a prostitute, and neither was I dressed like a prostitute. That day, sadly, I discovered that the rumor about this community was true. I will pause my story for now, but please join me next time as I continue my story in part 5. But before you go, I just want to remind you that God, the Creator, loved you so much that He gave His one and only Son, Jesus, to die for you on the cross so that you may live and have eternal life, if you choose to believe and put your trust in Him, and He will make Himself known to you. And if you would like more information about Jesus, check out my show notes. Peace and love to you all. Talk to you soon.